Stag, this is dictating on Orrin Maddox. That's Orrin, Orrin. Orrin Maddox, Maddox. Date of birth is 4/14/1960. Date of birth is 5/6/24. Please make a copy for Devon Nelson. Devon is D-A-V-O-N-N-E. Devon. D-A-V-O-N-N-E. Nelson. N-E-L-S-O-N. A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and history of asthma. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 64-year-old man with a history of shortness of breath with activity for the past several years, has been evaluated by various pulmonologists and has had pulmonary functions as well as a CT scan of the chest. The patient's chest CT done on 4/17/24 showed mild paroxysmal emphysema and mild medial right upper lobe ground glass opacity with possible atelectasis. Few hypodensities in the liver. The patient has been on an albuterol inhaler as well as a nebulizer with albuterol and atropine solution as needed, but states that he has no significant relief. He has been scheduled to have a polysomnogram this month. The patient has gained weight and has been treated for hypertension. He denies prior history of pneumonia. Next paragraph. Other past history includes history for hypertension and history of right knee surgery. Also has had right cataract repair and had a scrotal cyst removed and had and has a history of prostate cancer with radiation therapy. And he has moderate persistent asthma treated with bronchodilators. Next paragraph. Let's see. Next paragraph. Allergies. The patient has allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked marijuana for almost 40 years and smoked cigarette for 3 years. He denies significant alcohol intake expert family history. Mother has a history of hypertension. Father died of unknown causes. Expert review of systems. The patient has fatigue. No weight loss. He has had cataracts, no glaucoma. He has no vertigo, hoarseness. He has urinary frequency at time of awakening. And he has asthmatic symptoms and shortness of breath with wheezing. He denies abdominal pains, nausea, but has constipation. No chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain, and no palpitations or leg swelling. Next paragraph. He does have anxiety or depression and denies easy bruising. He does have joint pains, muscle aches. He has no seizures but has headaches and no memory loss, no skin rash. Next, medalist included simvastatin 20 milligrams daily, omeprazole 40 milligrams daily, losartan 100 milligrams daily, escitalopram 10 milligrams daily, buspar 7.5 milligrams BID, and tadalafil 20 milligrams daily. Oxycodone, PRN, testosterone injections weekly. Next. Now, also on Breztri inhaler, 2 puffs BID. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight, middle-aged male is alert, no kid distress. No pallor, cyanosis, ictus, superfluidema, all lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 95, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 235, saturation 99. HEND norms, phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, nasal mucus edematous. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and scattered wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the absence irregular, soreness 2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one is asthma with recurrent bronchitis. Number two is history of hypertension. Number three, anxiety disorder. And number four is history of hyperlipidemia. And number five is depression. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a get a CT chest without contrast in 6 months. The patient will continue continue with the Breast-Free Aerosphere, 160 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. He will also use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. And he was advised to get a CT of the neck and upper airways to evaluate him for any tracheal narrowing, and also get a CBC IgE level and a total eosinophil count, and a follow-up to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation, Ms. Dr. D'Souza. Copy of this for Davon Nelson, D-A-V-O-N-N-E. Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N. Davon Nelson. Thank you, Ms. Dr. D'Souza.